One town in particular that has come to my notice is the village of Carrigans, where you have a lot of traffic coming in and out of Carrigans. They're going through the village to go to other places, but they come in at speed, and they're caught then on a corner, and there needs to be some sort of deterrent to slow them down. Putting signage up and putting curbs here and there, it's not working. So that's the reason I brought the motion for the rumble strips, to actually physically slow them down.
One of the problems with rumble strips is they can be quite noisy. Would that be an issue in the example you've given?
No, because I spoke to the villagers of Carrigans, and they are quite happy, because there's an accident every fortnight in Carrigans, a small accident. But the policy within national policy is there has to be 3 serious accidents before they work on safety measures. But that's too late, Greg. So what I'm saying is we put on the rumple strips, but the national guidelines are recommending not to put on rumple strips. So then who's to blame if something happens afterwards? And that's where the council has been caught offside.
So what feedback did you get from the executive and a possible way? Can these 3 accident, serious accident rules, can they be circumvented in any way?
Well, you see, what the only sort of loophole in it is, it's guidelines. It's not an actual policy. So it's a guideline. It's a 2013 guidelines, just to state what way to look at. So they might look at all of the options, and if they have exhausted every other system, they might come up with a rumple strip at that stage, but they're going to go through everything else. And what I was stating yesterday was that it's a time frame, and we need it done sooner rather than later.